Blog Talk Radio. Will be the anchor that you can. fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure love. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields. We had a little bit of technical difficulties with the server at the beginning of the broadcast, but praise God, I was in prayer, and I'm just trusting God that He's going to make the way for our broadcast to go on tonight. I just felt led to take some time tonight and just bask in His presence, to seek Him, to pray, to worship Him. I know if many of you are like me and you face work days or maybe different struggles in your life, whatever it is that you might go through, sometimes we need to just sit down, be still, and know He's God. Seek our Heavenly Father. Call out upon His name. And I know many times we're carrying things of this world, or maybe there's things that we're not happy with in ourselves that we want cleansed off of us. We want to be made whole and new. Maybe some of you listening tonight have never received Jesus as your personal Savior. And I just want to encourage you, you listen to this next song. I absolutely love this song called Cleansed. Just listen to the words and seek God. Ask Him to search your heart and to show you things that are unpleasing to Him. And the beautiful thing is, as in His Word tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. And when you bring your sins to Him and get them under the blood, praise God, He'll wash them white as snow, brothers and sisters. So cast them in a sea of forgetfulness. And when you're weary and you're broken down and you can't go on, just call upon His name, for His Word teaches us that His mercies are new each morning. And then our strength, that His, in our weakness, His strength is perfected, brothers and sisters, that we are not alone. He is with us in all things, brothers and sisters. So just call upon your Father tonight. He wants to lift you. He wants to heal you and cleanse you and set you free. Hallelujah. So let's go back into some more worship, and let's just presence it. Holy Spirit, I just pray right now that You'll just anoint me tonight as I leave this broadcast, Father God, and let the Spirit lead, Father, to reach the hearts of people tonight. Lord, just let there be an anointing tonight on the broadcast, that when people listen, dear God, that they will be healed, delivered, and set free, that they will find You tonight, Father God, and that they'll be lifted, Father God, and they'll be able to rest in Your presence and just spend time with You, Father. Lord, just lead in this tonight and guard the airways and the connection, dear God, and just have Your perfect will tonight as we honor You and exalt You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
I am one.
as a child of God, as a born-again child of God, that blood of Jesus, that song should really excite you. That song should move you in your spirit that we are saved, we are cleansed, sanctified, and set apart. And it's all through the blood of Jesus, through the sacrifice that he gave on the cross. He made a way for us to be healed, delivered, set free, but most of all, have eternal salvation in heaven with him and God our Father. And right now, Father God, I just want to lift you up tonight. I want to exalt you, Father. I want to thank you, Father, for the gift of your only begotten Son who shed his blood on Calvary for us, Father. Father God, I thank you for loving us enough, even in our sin, that you made a way for us, Father. May we never take that for granted. Father God, I just stop and think about the nails in his hands and in his feet, dear God, the pain that he endured, the beating, the mockery, the crown of thorns, Father God. Oh, Father, what a selfless love to give his life for us, Father. Father God, the way he loved us, the way, Father God, that you love us, Father God. And now, Lord, we have hope knowing that he sits at your right-hand side interceding for us. And that one day that he's going to step out on the clouds and he's going to call his bride home, hallelujah, Father. And my hope is, Father God, that people will be found ready. Lord, I see signs unfolding all around us, but your word teaches us only you know the day or the hour of his return, and that he comes like a thief in the night, Father. I'm praying tonight, Father, that we will be found ready. Father God, that those that do not know you, Lord, that you'll use us to reach the lost, Father God, because you gave me a heart for the broken, the bound, the orphans, the widows, to the lost, Father. And, Father God, as we go forth on the TV and on the radio program, Father, Lord, just help us to reach the lost. Help us to teach the true message of the cross. Help us to teach people to cast out hate and pride and prejudice. Let us teach them of the love of Jesus, the kind of love that forgave sinners so much that he went to the cross. That touches me in my heart and my spirit, Father, to know that I was loved so much that Jesus laid down his life for me. And tonight, I just thank him for that. I thank you for that. I thank you for your new mercies each day. Father God, I thank you for your beautiful creation even, Father God, because it exalts you. It testifies to your greatness. This morning, Father, as I've seen the sun rising up in the east, I thought about Jesus, your Son, and how he'll come in the east, Father. So why would the sun not rise in the east, Father? It was a spiritual thing to me. And I felt your presence, and I began to praise you and worship, just acknowledging your greatness even in your creation, Father. There are so many reasons, Father, for us to exalt you, to praise you, to thank you, Father. Never let us take the gift of life for granted. Never let us take the sacrifice Jesus took at the cross for us for granted. Mold us in your perfect will, God. Search our hearts, O Lord, as we cry unto you. Search our hearts, Father God, and reveal to us things unpleasing to you. Help people to let go of self and pride, Father God. Lord, teach them to love others like Jesus. Father God, if their brother's in need, teach them to give it to him, Father God. Lord, let us be interceders for those that need prayer, Father God. And just have your way tonight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us go back into some more worship. Praise God. Praise God, amen. Such a beautiful song. And I want to share a psalm with you right now. It is actually the first psalm. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. And in his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Praise God. Hallelujah. The misery of the unrighteous. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Praise God, hallelujah, that Jesus made a way for us, and that when we were ungodly, he made a way for us to be cleansed, set free, set apart, and redeemed. Praise God. And I just pray tonight that you just go before God. Maybe you're facing financial problems. Maybe there's a health issue in your life. Maybe you got marriage problems, depression, oppression. Right now, we know there's evil going to and fro the earth. God teaches us that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But praise God, when we seek him and let the Spirit lead us, he makes a way for us to stop for us. He protects us. I pray every day when I leave to go back and forth to work, when I'm commuting, that he sends angels out to have charge over me. And praise God, he has kept me from several accidents. Today, someone pulled out in front of me. And even though I laid on my horn, I was actually going down a well-known road here in the country, and there's a side road that comes off, and this man just flew out in front of me. God protected me. And a couple weeks ago, there was a wreck right in front of me where I could have had a truck that hit me. God protected me. I truly believe that when we seek him and we trust in him and let the Spirit lead us and we pray in faith believing, God protects his children. The Spirit will guide us. When you feel a rise up in your spirit and something doesn't feel right or you feel like God's saying no, trust in that, brothers and sisters. The Spirit is trying to protect you and lead you. It's kind of like our GPS through this journey called life. God loves his children. He don't want us to be hurt. He doesn't want us to be sick and broken down and oppressed and depressed, brothers and sisters. But because of the sin and the fall of man, because of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, we do have things come against in life. And until we are raised up in an incorruptible body, we are going to have these problems in our life. But praise God, we have hope knowing that one day we will be perfected. No more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. Hallelujah, because praise God, death could not hold Jesus. On the third day he arose. I get excited in my spirit about that. I have reason to praise. I have things to look forward. This place is just my temporary home. But one day, hallelujah, praise God, I'm going to see Jesus face to face. One day I'll get to see my loved ones that went on. Praise God. Praise God in my pain. He's my comfort. In my sorrow, he's my joy. When I feel like I can't go on any further and I call upon his name, he's always there to lift me and reassure me and dry my tears. I serve such a good God. I love him so much. And I am so humbled at the things that he allows me. And you hear what I'm saying, that he allows me to do in my life. The work he's called me to in the ministry, he anoints me for that. I could not do nothing without that anointing. And I've always asked God to keep me humble and to help me to love others. That's the type of servant I want to be. I want to be a servant. I don't care if a person's from Pakistan or if they're from China or if they're from India or Africa. God loves all of his children. We're not to condemn or pick or choose. We're to love people. We're to search the heart. We're to share the heart of Jesus with them. And I know in my life, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. And this next song is one of my very favorite songs. I just love this song. It's truly my heart. And I want to teach others about Jesus, about his love, about the healing power through the stripes he bore upon his back. And I just feel such a beautiful anointing right now as I'm just expressing my love for him. And I feel led to pray for anyone that's suffering tonight with illness, with any sickness, cancer, kidney disease, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it may be. Because I know we serve a God that is able. We serve a Savior that took stripes on his back for our healing. And by his wounds, we are healed. We need to have faith in that and know that he is a miracle worker. He is in the healing business. And sweet Holy Spirit, just come upon me as I pray for the sick. I truly believe that if we lay hands on the sick, that they will be healed, delivered, and set free. People bound in addiction set free. So, Father God, tonight, through the leading of the Spirit, I pray for people afflicted with cancer, Father God. Lord, that you'll just be their treatment plan, Father God, that you'll go in and burn that disease out, cast every cell out of their body, every bad cell, and replace it with new cells in the name of Jesus. Correct what is incorrect, God. And, Lord, bring complete healing power in their bodies tonight, Father God. May the Spirit pour out upon them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, God. Lord, I know that you are able, and in your perfect will, all things can be done, Father God. Lord, I trust in you that through the grain of a mustard seed of faith, God, that mountains can be moved, that people can be healed, Lord. And I feel an anointing tonight, Father God, an anointing tonight, Father God. Lord, I pray with people with kidney disease, God, that you open up their kidneys to work properly, Father God. Let their body be filtered out. Holy Spirit, just pour upon every listener, every disease and infirmity made whole in the name of Jesus. Oppression and depression bound in the name of Jesus. Give them joy only you can bring, Father God. Just move upon the people tonight. Dear God, I see lame legs starting to walk and to jump, Father God. Lord, Father God, I see blinded eyes being healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for these things, and I trust in you, the Lord, your testimonies, Father God. Lord, I feel the Spirit moving in Africa tonight, Father God. Lord, my heart goes out to the orphans, God. Lord, bring provision for them to be fed, God. I ask that you bless me, Father, that I can be a blessing, Father God. Lord, right now, just move from every corner of every nation. Take this broadcast into places it's never been, Lord. Let them feel the Spirit, God. I want people to experience the true anointing and move of the Spirit, Father God, that flows from you, Father. And I thank you for the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, Father God. Just lead me, dear God, as I worship you and I exalt you. I love you, Father. I just exalt your name tonight, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, for every trial that you've brought me through, for being my strength, God, for allowing me to care for my mom when she was sick, God. God, for every beautiful moment you gave me with my mother, Father God. I just thank you, God. Could you bless me with the best that you gave me for God? And I ask, God, you be my strength and heal my heart. Because I miss my mother, God. Only with your help, God, I know I can get through this battle, God. And I humble myself before you tonight, God. And I pray for others, God, that are hurting, that have lost children to cancer or a parent to various diseases, God. Lord, I just feel a burden tonight, God. I know how hard grief is to go through, Father God. So I ask tonight, dear God, that you give us strength to face these things as we go through life without our loved one, God. Help us to be able to remember them but smile, dear God, and not hurt, Father God. And I just look to the day, dear God, that I see her again, that I see your son face to face, that I get to see the realms of glory. I can't even begin to imagine, Father, that I'll get to go around the throne and worship you with the angels, Father God. Oh, and I want to hear you say, job well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I long for, Father God, and I want to be used in a mighty way, dear God, that others can stand before you and hear those same words, Father God. So I offer myself tonight, Father God, for you to use in any way, dear God, that you would want to use me. Use these hands and these feet and this voice and this body to go forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, I know in my life I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Praise you, Father God. And I just ask these things in your son's precious name, Father God. Amen, 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 amen. Praise you, Father God. I just fill your spirit tonight, Father God. Just pour your spirit out upon the people, Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, praise God. Hallelujah. I just love to be in his presence, and I feel such a power of God tonight and a move of the spirit. So I encourage you to press in and seek him while he can still be found. Praise God. Hallelujah. praise God, praise God. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. I just feel such an anointing and a move. I just love that song. Just to really think about what Jesus did for us, that he loved us so much that he gave his life for us. To really stop and think about that, brothers and sisters, and I want to share some truth with you. It's not the good deeds that you do or the money you spend on someone or the things that you say. It's not your works, brothers and sisters, that's going to get you into heaven to be with our Father and Jesus our Savior and not to be sent to hell, to be damned through all eternity. The only way unto the Father is through his Son, Jesus Christ, by receiving him as your personal Savior, believing that he came and was born unto the Virgin Mary, that he walked among the men, he did miracles, praise God, and that he took a cross on Calvary that bore our name. He took stripes upon his back for our healing. But praise God, death could not hold him, and he arose. And one day he's coming back to take his children home. If you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, and you want to receive him tonight and know that if he calls you home tonight, where your destination would be, I just want you right now just to go before God and say, Father God, I am a sinner, and I ask that you forgive me. I want you to show me the way. I want you to help me, Father. Search my heart, O God, and help me to be a better person, Lord. Father God, I just right now receive Jesus as my Savior. I ask him into my heart and to be the Lord of my life. Forgive me for all of my sins and cleanse me and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise God, and I pray that many of you prayed that prayer tonight. And not only do we get the gift of eternal salvation through the price and the blood that Jesus gave for us, but we get healing through his sacrifice and through the stripes upon his back. And God is our source and power in all things. And when you learn to operate in the Trinity and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you understand the power that there is when we tap into God's power, and that he is our source, our power supply, that Jesus is our healer, hallelujah. When you really come to know the true peace in God, your life forever will be changed. So I pray tonight, if you're not down, as we get ready to come into close, know that he will raise you up. And I dedicate this last song tonight to my beautiful mother, Marie Sand Pryor. She fought and lost her battle to cancer in October of last year on the 21st. Hard to believe it's almost been a year. Not a day goes by that I don't think about her, that I don't miss her. And I still see a lot of the things she endured. But one thing is true. She stayed a warrior, and she knew who raised her up. This was one of the songs she had us play at her celebration of life service. She didn't want a morbid service. She didn't want people to be down and out. She wanted us to celebrate her life, knowing that her destination was heaven because she was a born-again child of God. But sometimes it's so hard in the flesh when we miss somebody and we love them so much that we just, it's hard sometimes to let go. But I just pray tonight, if you're knocked down and you're needing lift up, that you know that he can raise you up. Praise God. And again, this is Evangelist Montel Fields here on Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, sharing the gospel and the message of the cross into the nation. And also, I want to invite you to our new TV ministry on the Now Network. You can find us on Roku, on various cable stations, and also just Google the Now Network on Saturday mornings at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time at 8:30 Eastern. You can catch us on our new program, One Mind and One Accord, where we're sharing forth the gospel. Hallelujah for God giving us this new opportunity. So be praying for us as we go forth on that journey. And tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 Eastern, Pastor Barbara and I will be sharing about the Book of Ruth tomorrow night. So I just invite you to get in the Word with us and bask in his presence every day. Take some quiet time for the Lord and just know that he loves you, brothers and sisters, that you were created for a purpose and a plan. The enemy's going to try to tear you down, lie to you, and make you believe things that's not true. But just know that you have a Father that loves you, and you're not a mistake, and he has a plan for you. Just seek him while he can still be found. Ask him to show you the way, and he will. Praise God. And I thank you so much tonight for joining me here on Reaching Out Radio, and we're going to close out with this beautiful song. And remember again, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that whosoever, brothers and sisters, is you. And I pray tonight that you received him as your Savior. And I would love to hear your testimonies. You could message me on Facebook under Montel, it's M-O-N-T-E-L-L, Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, or you can email me even at singingpraises70@hotmail.com. I'd love to hear your testimonies. I would love to hear what God's doing in your life, or maybe you even want to share your ministry here on Reaching Out Radio. You are always welcome because we do work in one mind and one accord for the cause of Christ. I love you all, brothers and sisters. God bless you. May he be your strength in the week ahead and in every battle that you face every day. Just let the Spirit lead you and seek God your Father in all things. He is our way maker. He is our comforter, our shield, our butler, our source and power. And he loved us so much, he sent his Son. That's a pretty amazing love, brothers and sisters. And I really want to share that to the world. So praise God. I pray you were uplifted tonight. I pray you feel stronger, but most of all that you felt his presence and that you take time to thank him for everything he does in your life. You may ask yourself, what do I have to be thankful for? Brothers and sisters, if you got up and drew a breath this morning, you are blessed because there was people that didn't wake up today. So thank God for your life. Take time to look at the sunset or the sun rising or a hummingbird or a flower. There's so many beautiful things in this world that God created for us to enjoy. We need to be still and know he's God and take time to enjoy them, brothers and sisters. I love you all so much. You're in my prayers daily. Just keep on keeping because I don't want you to back down when God our Father is backing you up. God bless you all and good night. And again, I send this song out to my beautiful mother's memory, Marie Sampire, where she got nicknamed it Sparky when she was born. And boy, was that name suiting because everywhere she went, she was always a spark of light sharing the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Again, God bless you all. Have a blessed evening.
Your shoulders. To more than I.